Hey guys, welcome to the Stephen Trice podcast, episode 28. Yes.
Woo. Wow.
That was take two of the intro and Joe still came in early. Fucking hell.
One more.
Your poor girlfriend.
Ryan.
Ryan isn't here. He's been replaced by David Rees.
Thank you.
It's good to be back.
He's had a 2-week quarantine. have you done anything?
Nah, never left the house.
I get that one.
Yeah. Max is back.
Hello there.
Were you away?
Well, I haven't been in this room for the last 2 weeks, just waiting for my friends to come back. The janitor's coming in. Oh, can you leave, please? Oh, they'll be back soon. I swear it. It's just so lonely.
And Thomas Cooney's here. Joe McGrath is here. He was the reason we weren't here last week, but he's also the reason we are here most weeks. You know, that's Joe for you. He was in Turkey for a week. Not like the time if he got to lube up his cock on Christmas Day.
Stuff it with the sage and onion, Joe. Get out of the kitchen.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
Anyway, today's podcast is about history. Ooh. His Tory views.
Secret Tory.
Dave, how was Prague?
Yeah, it was really good. Nothing like Amsterdam. And the reason why I say that is because I thought it was going to be a lot like Amsterdam.
Why? Why?
Ganja and girls?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, ah. But no, it wasn't. It was all right. No atmosphere, really. Usually it's the place.
Love that.
Do you know what I mean? Usually there's a lot of, what was it, where you got Hindus, what's the other one?
Stag doos.
Usually there's a lot of them, and we didn't get none of them.
So is this the first time you went to Prague?
First time I've been to Prague.
And yet you know what it's usually like.
I've read the pamphlets.
Read the menu.
Also thought it was going to be like Amsterdam.
Nothing like Amsterdam.
No fucking girls, mate.
You sound like you're a little bit disappointed because you like Amsterdam.
I love Amsterdam. Yeah.
So do you think that possibly going during all this
the pandemic let
taken
it down.
Away from it?
Yeah. We went to a nightclub and it was just us and these other two people.
Are you sure it was us? I'm just picturing a DJ.
There was
Come on, everybody!
No staff.
No
lights.
Help yourself. Help yourself.
Just a band.
It was incredible.
A couple of homeless people sleeping on the floor.
I'm not funny about the homeless. Okay, yeah. Max.
You shouldn't say stuff like
I finally got a platform where I can speak my views.
No. Because me and Tom, just before we were walking past a busker, he said, where'd you get your hair done? You know, did they do it with a fork and spoon?
Damn.
And I think the greatest comeback is having a roof over my head. So.
So maybe we could get some of Max's views on the back of that.
So don't joke about the homeless. Because
oh god.
The other day there's a homeless person outside Tesco and he said, have you got any money on you? No one does these days. You know, they've just got the phone. And I was like, no, I've just got my phone. He went, oh, can you not take a tenner out? I was like, no, it's just a phone. We asked, oh, is there anything you want from the shop? And it's like, oh, I've got a bag full of stuff. We wanted a chicken sandwich and a San Miguel though. So I went and got it in, or my girlfriend did. And she went out the shop but she couldn't find him. I'm pretty sure he works for Tesco.
Good advertisement.
Anyway, history.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask Tom, how's your week been?
Back in work. Just working hard. Making that dollar.
And in a crust.
Yeah, got him, mate.
This economy, man.
Getting up earlier. Yeah. Long days. More difficult to like manage my time now. Missed yoga 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, you bring so much life to Tom.
It's rare in a podcast you can hear the sound of a chair squeak. Max, what have you been up to, you fucking nutter?
Oh, thanks for asking, Stephen.
I mean, I say fucking nutter.
I've got stories to tell.
I was going to say, you can fill in the gap. And then
that was good, That's cute, sexy, yeah.
Your hair looks shorter than last week.
Okay.
Have you cut it?
No.
Oh, taking a spoon and fork to it.
No, I washed it.
Yeah.
Last week, which makes it go out.
How's that working for you?
It's good, yeah.
I sort of have this self-wash where just sweat comes out.
We laugh, but it's true.
He licks himself clean.
Yeah. I wasn't meant to lick my hair on my head.
Well, cats like lick the, they lick the hand and then they.
Yeah. For those of you listening, Tom is just topless, licking his nipple.
Licking his arsehole.
That's crass.
Come it's on. Not, how's that crass?
Yeah. Licking an arsehole, that's a rim job, mate.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Don't play Tom.
Rim job Smith over it.
Damn it.
On brand no Smith.
This week, great question, Stephen. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad you said it like that so we can just cut to that. He's a genius.
What stole that one?
I've got me laughing about that. So this week I've been I bought myself a webcam.
Oh yeah.
A cheeky microphone.
OnlyFans.
Why is it cheeky?
OnlyFans
is more pictures, Dave. A webcam model is different, mate.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dave wanks over me. I've heard.
Only on weekends.
Really?
No.
The shock from full time masturbating.
Is that a thing?
We take the weekends off. Just rest our wrists tonight.
Red Raw by Thursday. Anyway, great question.
Great question, Stephen. Bought myself a webcam, bought myself a microphone.
You're going to be twitching.
I could be, yeah.
Yeah. And not from flashing lights, aka a seizure.
Oh.
But from a website called it's a website called Twitch now, which is where people
Oh, you do?
Look at you! Yeah?
Oh, Dave, you might have missed it. We call Max granddad now.
Oh, right, okay, okay.
Where are you going to stream yourself? Just eating Werther's Originals? Just you on a drip?
Yeah. Oh, that's good, yeah. Pull the plug, please. Please. So
you're going to be streaming?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm just sorting it all out now.
Just get on with it, yeah?
What are you going to stream yourself?
Do it. Just stream yourself living. Just
No one wants to see that.
A hula hoop. You're halfway
People would probably prefer me streaming myself dying. What am I talking about? God damn it.
What game are you going to play?
Great question, Stephen. Got myself a webcam and a microphone. Oh, baby, I might start a Twitch channel. Who knows? Just sorting everything out now. There's a lot of technical stuff.
What are you going to call it?
Twitchy Smith.
Daddy's Big Twitch. What?
What am I going to call it? Daddy's Big Twitch. The hottest, freshest new game's being made. Anyway, our producer Joe was on holiday in Turkey. Joe, how was that?
I put on a lot of weight.
You put on a lot of weight?
Yeah.
But you know, when you're on holiday, when you've had a stressful fucking 2020, do what you want, Joe. Yeah. And I don't think you have put on a lot of weight.
Big Daddy is taken, that's it.
We've got a hostage message here. Big Daddy has been taken. That's it.
No ransom demands. He's just been taken.
It's a weight off our shoulders, really.
You can save your money. He's gone.
I was on a different podcast with two comedians, which is one less than we are. These are professionals.
Nice.
And Max has listened to it.
Nice. Oh, incredible.
Good,
yes.
Good. Yeah. Not
have
me.
A word.
I looked at the bit that you shared, but
that's good of you.
Say,
fucking fake fans.
That's about it.
They're really good though, aren't they?
Oh, it's insane.
It's called Have a Word podcast.
Have a word.
And the two stand-up comedians, they just riff, you know, they just tear shit up.
Just love riffing, man.
Yeah, man. Nice. Do you want a riff now?
Yeah, let's do some riffing. Come on.
But you know what? I was walking today.
Yeah.
And I was sweating.
No.
And I thought, in this colour top, I pray you don't see my undertit sweat.
Oh.
And then, you know, thankfully, I think I got away with it, thanks to the quality material by Nike.
Nice.
So thanks to Nike, you're not on the list.
That's riffing.
Love a riff.
Really good stuff.
No, you're not listening to the Have a Word podcast. This is still the Stephen Joyce podcast. Anyway, history. Yeah?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Any memories from history at school?
No.
In my history class, my worst memory from history is end of the year. I think it was end of summer year, maybe. And we got a choice of DVDs, possibly Christmas. And it was between two. 101 Dalmatians, not the best, the live action one. Mm. Or The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas.
Ooh.
Oh, school's out for summer, guys. Let's watch this, shall we? My class only fucking chose that. Morons.
To be fair, though, out of the two, like, I wouldn't want to watch 101 Dalmatians.
A bloke falls in a pond, it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Well, I've just seen it so many times.
This was always the problem in school when you'd watch a movie. You've got an hour lesson. Yeah. You spend the first 10 minutes...
I'd rather just sit around.
I have fucking finished, Tom.
Sorry, go on. You say.
And you spend, you know, 10, 15 minutes debating what you're going to watch. Then you've got 40 minutes of a film and the teacher turns it off. So you're not going to watch anything anyway. One teacher refused to put on Mean Girls once.
Mean teacher.
It was too rude, yeah. Did you ever have to dress up in history do a day in primary school maybe where you were from a different period?
We did two.
Yeah.
We dressed one as Victorians, okay. So like pickpocketers and that, and then Buddhists.
Well,
come in wearing a curtain.
Is Buddhist a period?
For history.
It was just like, I think it was for RE, to be honest. The more I think about it.
I think it was so close to it, you might have forgotten.
You say the more I think about it. Literally, 2 seconds thought, that wasn't history.
No. RE. It was just red and gold everywhere because they like red and gold, I suppose.
Famous fact about Buddhists.
Yeah. Buddhist food, which.
The quality is street.
Indian food. Well, not just Indian food.
But we're going with this.
Chinese. There's an interesting fact about Buddhists.
Fingers crossed.
One of them set themselves on fire to show how devoted they were.
It was some sort of protest.
Awesome.
And he set fire to himself.
Bit mad, I thought.
Was he all right?
No.
I'm assuming it's a he. Women can't read them out, can they?
He said he.
No, he didn't say he. Egg on your face. That's a hate crime as a vegan.
I've got my history class to thank for introducing me to gay culture.
Alan Turing?
No.
Or a gay history teacher?
Gay history teacher.
Oh, wow.
He was a lovely gay gentleman.
Yeah.
Nice. I believe.
Proper gentleman.
Proper gentleman, yeah.
Love that.
He was gay, and he was the first gay person I met, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was properly introduced to the gay community
last week.
None of that shit.
When I went, I got fucking wrong with my brother.
He was a real teacher.
Yeah, when I first come to uni. So
nice, yeah.
Got a good friends with a gay now. He looked after me.
Who?
Joe Woody, his name is.
Joe Wood.
Woody.
I wouldn't, but Joe would. Not that Joe.
He
would, but he'd do it with a mean face. Joe's doing a YouTube channel about Wings, am I right? not the band.
It
might be come the third episode.
Chicken wings.
All Joe, things wings.
Joe is finally following in his father's footsteps and eating some poultry and filming himself. If you want to check out McGrath Munches, that is Joe's dad, he just gets some fowl and goes to town for 10 minutes. Doesn't even cook the bugger. He's not well.
Just running around the farm just biting off wings.
That's his dad, mate. Have some respect, yeah.
That's the most respectful way I can say that. He's done a lot worse.
Anyway, Joe, what's it called?
Wing It.
Nice. And if you have a presenter, you can call them your wingman.
Hey, nice.
Anyway, so check that out. Well. You know, Max is branching out. You've got
The Francos.
That drama series you do.
Yeah. If you,
I'm back in work as I was saying before.
Anyway, history. So I was dressed.
We've had Buddhism. We've had the gays. Let's try and get back.
Who else should we offend?
Didn't offend the gays.
Sorry.
Ryan just never overstepped the mark. Except for when he brought his girlfriend. There's no need for that. Last day on earth, he'd fucking see his girlfriend.
Same.
I can see the back of my hand, mate. Speaking of violence, my history teacher hit me once with some knowledge.
It was an encyclopedia around the back of the head.
Did anyone do history at GCSE?
Nah, no. I weren't smart enough.
Yeah, I did it.
What'd you get?
A star.
Ooh.
Fucking nerd.
It's not really a good
time. I got an A, so. Did you ever go on a school trip, like a history based school trip?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to?
In Portsmouth, there's a lot of like old forts and stuff.
Using
bow and arrow stuff, rock climbing.
No way.
Yeah.
I was the best rock climber in my class. Everyone else is in wheelchairs. Suspiciously. I will win this award!
For the trip they saw Zoe Dirk. I'll make my own way, said Max. He still went to the rock climbing venue.
There's a lot of history here back there. We've got
there's a lot of history back then.
And on history.
Well, weirdly enough, there's more history now, though.
Yeah, that's so true.
Weird.
I went to Chester because that's where the Romans did something.
Oh, yeah. Built a road, I assume.
I don't know, Dave.
They're famous for that. And baths.
Yeah, in Chester, they've got a load of Roman shit.
Got some in Manchester. I went to that. They've got like a wall.
Where's Hadrian's Wall? That's Roman, isn't it?
It's Scotland.
Yeah, right. All right.
Today, at least two of us are going to give you some great knowledge because we've all picked not necessarily our favourite time in history, but what we thought was an interesting one. Max,
hello.
I turn to you. What have you gone with, please?
Little old man called Genghis Khan.
Oh, nice.
Crazy life. There's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is Genghis Khan?
He's a Mongolian conqueror. He's known for conquering the most connected land ever and killing... Oh, gone.
What year are we talking?
So he was born in 1162. And he died 1227. So about 65, I think.
Less than an hour, yeah.
He was short-lived, but he did amazing things. He came out of the womb.
This is all my land.
I've had my time, son.
It's like a fruit fly.
Get this out.
Beast bitches. Great man.
Is he a great man?
Do you know what? In Harry Potter, I believe it was Ollivander that said, you know, great doesn't mean good, you know.
Making cheese shredded into
that famous scene. The first book was just about cheeses. Which one is bloody mouldy, mate?
Deleted scenes.
So, my thought is, if Genghis Khan conquered so much land, he must have done it in a way that might not have been good for the local citizens of that land.
He's responsible for the most deaths ever. So we give 40 million people.
Yeah.
Bigger than Hitler.
He killed 40 million people.
Yeah. Not like on his own in that 1 hour. So the Nazis killed, I think the Nazis were 14. Or Stalin was 20.
And Genghis that we know
Khan,
of.
Genghis Khan was 40 million people, and it was awful the stuff he did. He was one of those people that he would destroy a city, for instance, and just wipe
one
out.
One of those people.
We all know them.
You meet them down, Pun. You don't know what I've done, son. Sure, we'll go with it. He's one of those people that would destroy a city and just destroy all culture.
So it's just a Wednesday.
So I was late to the podcast today. So wipe out all mention of their culture. So we don't even know the places that he's destroyed, you know, not all of them.
That's awful.
But even like his early life is just, it's something out of a film.
First quarter of an hour.
So do you want me to go through what I've got here, or?
I think we've covered that.
Come on, you must have some interesting stuff.
That'd be great.
So, Genghis Khan.
Yeah, man.
Originally born Timurjan. it makes sense in the context of what I'm saying. Timurjan.
It's like Tim and Imogen.
Sure, yeah. I think Timmy.
Timmy Yorkshireman singing John Lennon's classic. Timurjan, all the people.
This is a character for later.
Got past this
first. I've not even said the first line. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I'm Timurjan Khan.
My name is Max.
I'm Tin of Jam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hello and welcome to Max's History School. It's class. Pause for laughter. Today we shall be looking into the life of the great Genghis Khan, the Mongolian conqueror, whose empire took control of 11 to 12 million square feet of land, roughly the size of Africa.
Wow.
The story is one fraught with the evil of man, but also ingenuity and wholehearted spirit as well. early years. So he was born in the Mongolian steppe, which is just a vast sort of grassland. And it was like nomadic tribes would live there. So it wasn't like one country that was unified. It was just like sort of gypsies, sort of, you know, just sort of travelling around doing their thing. His son of a chieftain, which granted him great power. And his dad was like, you know what, son, I'm going to marry you off to another tribe. Because like you would marry off your kids to unify them. So when he was like 9 years old, the dad went, let's go, son. I'm going to take you to your wife, future wife's little tribe. Dad did that and then fucked off. But when he was going back home, the dad was killed.
Oh.
So little baby Timujin, yeah, he had to go back to his dad's tribe and take over. He's 9 years old. He went, all right, lads, I'm king now. And the other guys went, fuck off, you're 9 years old. Because they believed in like power.
Yeah.
You'd only follow the powerful. So Timujin and his mum and all his brothers and sisters had to go off.
A bit like the Dothraki, I suppose, from Game of Thrones.
Sure.
Out into the wilderness.
Yeah. And they had to fend for themselves and hunt and stuff like that. The issue was Genghis Khan killed a boar. Yeah? And he went, this is
you.
What more do you expect? You can't tell me to write an essay and then go, oh, this is fucking boring.
I didn't say it was boring. I'm really enjoying it.
I wasn't talking to you, Tom, you arrogant fuck. I was clearly talking to the person. I went, I'm a boar. Fucking hell. Timujin then went, oh, look, I killed a boar. Hey, it's you, Max.
And what did you mean, because he was boring?
Yes, obviously, that's what he meant. Yes. What else would you mean by that?
I thought he meant like a big wild boar.
What?
No, because I thought...
Fucking toothpick goonie over it.
You were so offended. And I wasn't finding it, but I didn't even make the connection that he was finding it boring.
Should you see what happens?
I didn't even make that connection, mate. I was enjoying it so much. I thought,
it's good on this, isn't it?
If you want to,
it didn't cross my mind that it was boring.
Yeah, the only thing that crossed your mind was you're a big fat wild animal.
No, it just seemed like that's what he was saying. Kill the boar. Was it you?
What? Don't kill me.
Big wild boar. Reincarnated Max.
I don't know. So I'm a reincarnated fucking weird grassland boar.
Doesn't mean you're weird. I didn't say it was a weird boar.
Boring and fat. That's my legacy on the history podcast.
Shagging trees.
Where's that come from? Shagging trees.
Just a normal boar. Shagging other boars.
Okay, Max, so...
Basically, it was like, great, boar. I've killed this boar. Laugh, yeah, great. His brother went, fuck off, that's my boar. And Timujin, little 9-year-old Timujin, killed his brother.
No need for that.
First blood. And he loved it.
He loved it.
Like Smeagol.
Yeah.
If you know.
The psychology there, they've lost the father, they're struggling with a single mother.
That's it.
Kids will act up.
That is so true.
And the brother was an older brother, wasn't he? I assume.
I just feel weird that you're sort of... feel like you've looked up on Genghis Khan.
And whilst you were going on about it, I was just looking through.
Anyway.
So, let's get out of childhood.
I just want to read the fun facts of Genghis Khan, because these are actually fun.
Or is the fun facts brief?
Yeah.
You got them?
Yeah.
Right.
Sweet, let's go for a tight 5 minutes at most with this.
Mongolian Empire stretched from the Pacific Ocean to the Caspian Sea.
I don't know how big.
Where's the Caspian Sea?
Near Russia, I think, on the other side of Russia.
Yeah, welcome.
The Khan was given the most beautiful women from each of his army's conquests.
Wow.
Which was in the hundreds.
Oh, wow.
This led to 1 in 200 people living today being his direct descendant.
That is insane.
Yeah.
1 in 2?
1 in 200.
1 in 200.
1 in 2.
Not as impressive as
50%.
How did he have time to do all this conquering when he's shagging?
Once he took over Mongolia, and then he went into China and just killed all of them.
Yeah.
Not like all of them, obviously, like but a large part of
it. That's doing itself, doesn't it?
Then he just went to his generals. You go off and do your own thing. Yeah. I'm going to stay here. Bring me all the women and stuff. We'll have a good time. There was one city that it took 6 months to take over. Once they got inside of the city, it took another like few months because the people were using like guerrilla conquest and stuff like that.
How is this?
It's in China. Mm. He set fire to the whole city and then directed a river to go in there and flood everyone out. Killed over 1 million people in about a month. The Khan fought in many battles and did not win them all, but his most crushing defeat was in the year 2020 when he was cancelled on Twitter.
Oh, you don't come back from that.
What was he cancelled for?
Just being a bad boy.
How do they know this if it's, you know, nearly 1,000 years ago? How do they know 1 million people died?
Word of mouth.
Good question.
They still did, like, censuses.
How did he know he was shagging the tens and not the twos?
Realistically, how do we know that anything has ever happened?
Oh, preach it.
Math Genghis Khan.
So after that 1 minute thing, that's definitely be cut down.
So Genghis Khan.
He was a conqueror, end of segment.
In terms of, you know, as a leader.
Yeah.
He was all right, but yeah, got beaten quite a few times.
He was very good to the Mongolians.
Yeah.
But to a lot of other people, he was just ruthless.
Sounds like
awful. Like, again, some of the ways he got prisoners killed. He was ransacking one city, and they pulled up the bridge. So there's a moat there. He would get all the prisoners of war to go in front of his army and fall into the river until there's a human bridge that they could take their siege weapons across and just destroy the city. You know.
When you said he took over China, how many years did it take for China to like go back to normal?
So when I say he took over China, it was like. So back then, China was, it wasn't one country, it was...
Several dynasties, wasn't it?
Yeah, so you'd have the Jin dynasty and then
different provinces.
Yeah, loads of different, like, kings and rulers and stuff. So he went through Mongolia up to Beijing, I believe. The Great Wall of China was built to defend against the Mongolians.
Why wasn't that in the fun facts?
Let me ask, you know...
How does this relate to the film Mulan?
How does it relate to the film The Incredibles?
Great question.
Thanks.
So there is a theory that all the Pixar films are set in one universe.
Yeah, there is.
And obviously Mulan is not a Pixar film. But the Chinese...
That doesn't matter, does it, for the point that you're making?
I'm sure The Great Wall of China has been referenced in a Pixar film.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyway, thank you for that. That was Max there. Max there.
I'm just picturing the audience just hanging from nooses.
Hey, why would you picture them like that? That's not nice.
Do you not like the audience or something?
I just didn't like this, you know.
I liked it.
Hours. I thought it was very intriguing.
Yeah. Now it's time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies.
Dave is our detective.
Yep.
Whilst you're away, Tom had two cases to crack.
Smashed it
over your head.
Yeah.
Like really an tricky
egg.
One.
Your own ineptitude.
Really tricky one.
Yeah.
Tom, you're just back to one of us this week. It's me, Max, and Tom.
Okay. I'll do in that order.
I got rejected for being in a period drama with Dawn French.
Nice. Max?
On the way to history class, I squirted on a year 7.
That's nice.
I'm back, baby.
don't ask him anymore.
That's enough.
I failed a history exam for when I wrote an essay on the wrong war.
Okay, Steve, would you like to elaborate?
Not really. So this show was called Lock Reister Candleford, and it came out in 2009.
Oh, is it a real thing?
Yeah. I was on a website called Star Now. I was going to be an extra, and I went through the first phase, and all they base it off is your picture.
Yeah.
And they were just looking for a lot of young people to be villagers in this town. So obviously being a white guy, I fitted in well for this period drama. I went to the audition in Liverpool, and there was maybe about 20 of us, and about 14 were lads. Probably within the first 10 minutes, she just lined us all up, and she pulled two of us away and just went, have you got anyone to pick you up or take you home? And so I was like,
no.
Sent me beer for 2 hours. They just took us to a room. I don't know what we did. There was either a computer or some shitty colouring. But then my mum came and picked me up 2 hours later. And I was just livid. Never went back on that.
Did you watch the show afterwards?
I watched the bits with Dawn French, because I like Dawn French.
Yeah.
But I thought, that could be me walking in the background.
Got it.
I imagine the reason for me not getting in it, not my ears, Tom, before you charge me, but maybe my height. Because I was supposed to be playing a 13-year-old. And I was 13 at the time.
Right.
I was a little bit short.
They'll never believe it.
A little bit short and fat.
So, was it
supposed to be rationing?
You're meant to be a poverty boy.
First the homeless and a poverty boy.
I'm here auditioning for the part of poverty boy.
To the rescue.
Pass his belt.
So was it like a comedy drama? Because Dawn French is a comedian.
No, it's more of a serious. She had a little bit of comedy, but it was more serious about. I think it was set 1940s. No. Yeah, it was set during the Second World War.
Okay.
I didn't really watch the show. But I was going to be an extra.
Unlucky, Sam. Yes. Unlucky.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing better now. I'm laugh
not,
at them.
Not am I?
Right. Well done. Okay. Maximus.
Hello.
You squirted on a kid.
That's gross, but true.
But when you was a kid.
Yeah, it makes it all right, doesn't it?
Sounds better that way.
Yeah, it does. Does.
Didn't know any better.
Yeah, exactly.
You were discovering your own body.
I was squirting everywhere. I wasn't.
So when you say squirt,
yeah,
what do you mean by squirt?
Like produce liquid that enveloped his body.
So like a Lucozade.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
So. You know, classic year 11 versus year 7 type deal.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they're cocky bastards. Yeah. You go, rah. Yeah? Don't start on me, kid. You can beat the shit out of you.
I can produce semen, you can't.
Yeah.
These kids, you know, they're being pests. They're being pests, you know. So you go, shut up, bruv, or I'll murk you. Yeah. And the kid
this
goes,
is in Portsmouth.
Yeah. And the kid's obviously, you know, he's giving a bit of lip. Okay, so what I do,
trust you're in some lip.
Nope. Nip that in the bud. So do that classic thing where you've got like a bottle, a bottle with a sports top.
Oh yeah.
And you tip it over and then go that.
Up your ass.
That's foul, Tom. You don't do that. Not with Lucozade. It'll get bubbles in your colon.
It's a classic thing, you know, year 11, year 7 deal.
You know.
Is that one? Water or milk?
You take the kid's Lucozade.
The sorry? Sports top ones were still.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not Lucozade boy. I don't know anything about
little Smithy colonic. Yeah. I need the electrolytes ASAP.
I did that. I tipped it over. And yeah. What's meant to happen when you squeeze the bottle is a fine mist. What I didn't realise was you're meant to have like half in the bottle.
Yeah.
Mine was full. So when I squeeze it,
give him a face full.
Proper facial of, you know, of squirty liquid.
Did a fart in shoe?
Well, he chased me.
Yeah. What, year 7?
Well, so he was queuing up outside RE.
Right.
I was on the way to history. So when I did it, he was with all his little cronies. I could probably fight 10 year 7s now. Definitely. Yeah. And I have. But at that age, and they're all coming after me, which, you know, they're going to shank me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's Portsmouth, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I run, get into my history class. I'm like... But that started like a big bit of beef.
So did he like come after you afterwards, after the history?
Yeah, of course. But by that time, I had my boys with me.
Right.
You know, we just...
The same boys that came to Pirate Beach.
Did he forget after that day, or was it like a...
There was always a rivalry between the years. So,
and 11.
Because they're cocky little cunts.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's not a rivalry. Year 7 versus year 11. Rivalry there.
Makes you look pathetic.
Supposed to be the gimp squad. If you're getting picked on by the
no, not picked
seven.
On, but like it was one of those.
You're
things.
Being chased, man. You fled from
10 fucking year 7.
Damn year 7s.
No, it's one of those things where it's like
they've bested me again.
Everyone else is revising for GCSE.
Just getting chucked
just there with his slingshot.
My little Dennis the Menace shirt. No, it's just it's one of those situations where it's like I could definitely beat you up.
Yeah.
But if I do, I'm going down.
Down. Yeah, yeah.
So I could kill you. Break your neck. Yeah. Realistically.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I squirted on him. I'd do it again. Try and stop me.
Todd.
No, don't go away.
I already forgot yours.
Oh, mine's pretty simple, mate. Yeah.
It's the history exam.
Yep.
And you wrote about the wrong war.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you manage that?
I was a mock exam and I was fucking ready to go. Loved history. Luckily it was a mock.
Thank God. Yeah.
And it was about the events leading up to the start of World War II.
Gotcha.
And I've misread the question. And I've fucking straight out of the blocks writing about World War One. The question could have been interchangeable.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did about 12 pages, about 2.5 hour exam.
Okay.
And, scored 0 marks for that.
I don't believe you'd score 0.
No. This, what did you write about, like, obviously, World War One?
Well, World War One was more fresh in my mind because I think I'd done that more recently, and that's more famous with the events leading up to it.
That guy got shot.
And so I don't know, for some reason,
That was it.
So I went straight into that, thinking it. And,
I should have bastard of a teacher who just went.
Well, no, he said it was really well written. And he said it was well written, but you need to, next time, Tom, try and read the question because embarrass yourself there.
Okay. I'm gonna start with like taking the ones that I don't think is a true out. So Steve.
Yeah.
Don't think yours is true.
Oh no.
And Tom, I don't think yours is true. So that equals Max, I believe yours is true.
And I do it again.
Get in. Told you I was back.
Fucking shit story, mate.
Yeah.
Me?
Terrible.
Just a pair of you. So mundane. Mine was dead cool. I had done French in mine.
She was in the background of my story, just watching.
From the church.
Yeah.
You've got to help this imagery by, you know, describing it.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Who else was that?
Don French, Lenny Henry, they're having a picnic outside.
Is he the chef?
No, he's a ex-husband.
All right.
Okay, guys, I've gone for a period in history called the 1920s.
Yay!
The roaring 20s. We're in the 20s now.
Yeah?
So I'm just thinking, if history repeats itself, then lo and behold, we're in for some, well, mixed times.
We're in for a time.
I'm just going to give you some little things that happened
pre-1920,
but in America. 1903. Ford was formed again in the same year. The Wright brothers make their first powered flight.
1903.
Yeah.
You're not doing the 20s.
If you want to listen, and maybe I say I'm just going to build up to what.
Sorry, you're building up. Sorry, fair enough.
Yeah, I said that about 30 seconds ago. Get the arrogance out of your ears and maybe listen. 1905. Albert Einstein publishes his theory of relativity. 1912. Anyone know what happened?
War, innit?
Titanic sunk. No. Oh. 1914, Tom. 1912, presidential election. Woodrow Wilson's in the house. Woo. Great name for the celebrity name game, if you're ever doing that. Two W's. 1917, they enter the war. But that started in 1914, right. Stephen. What have they been doing? Stood there with their digging hands.
Yes.
Yes, they had. They entered the war in 1917 because Germany sank some American ships around the British Isles. And at that point, America said, no, that doesn't fly with us, quite literally, because it's a boat. And then, you know what? Less than a year later, hey, the war was done.
I bet they knew, didn't they?
Well, it's not long left. It's been going for 3 years.
It is, yeah.
So the war ended, and then Germany had to pay reparations. Because they'd been nasty. Not as nasty as they had been, you know, 20 years later. But still bad. Tom, you're part German. And a lot of country needed America's help with, you know, commercial stuff, because they had their what's it called, the conveyor belt and that shit. They could mass produce stuff such as cars, vehicles. That was all up and running in the 1920s. Now let's get to the roaring 20s. Kanye West was on the radio. Steve Harvey was on the TV. I've not researched it, no. This period mainly affected Western societies, the Roaring 20s.
Okay.
And basically the allied countries, because the others were still just sulking after that L they took. We took a fat dub that time.
Yeah, we did. A big old dub.
Yeah. Take that L, Germany and the... The period saw the large-scale development, use... Oh, Christ. And use of automobiles. That's good. Cars. We use those now.
Yeah.
Telephones. Hello.
Hello.
Movies.
Hey!
Radio.
Hey!
One for me.
electrical appliances.
Hey!
Got loads.
Being installed into the lives of millions of Westerners. Aviation soon became a business. You had to buy. Nations saw rapid industrial and economic growth as the media, funded by the new industry of mass market advertising, advertising, put
media.
There, copied and pasted me. basically, influencers came about. These were sports stars, yeah. Movie stars. Ooh. Yeah, sports stars were pretty big. And they were filling out whole sports arenas in the 1920s.
Insane.
This is when everything was getting good. And also, women got the right to vote. So, swings and roundabouts.
Okay.
Jazz grew and flappers redefined the look of British and American women. They were going out dancing, having a good old laugh. Oh. And why not? Cinema boomed.
Yeah.
I didn't interrupt Max once during this time. So maybe show that same
why not?
I did a lot. Cinema boomed, and at the end of the 1920s, they had films with sound.
Oh,
what?
My and God. Walt Disney emerged at this point. So
cinnamon.
yeah, that's funny. Edit that out, Max. The 1920s saw milestones in aviation that seized the world's attention. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh rose to fame with the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight.
Oh,
wow. Really good stuff.
Everything's going off here. And why was America so productive, I hear you cry? Because they weren't out getting pissed. That's right. there was a prohibition. Following the ban, criminal gangs gained control of the beer and liquor supply in the cities. People drank in speakeasies.
Oh,
a speakeasy is an illicit establishment that sells alcoholic beverages. People also made moonshine.
Yeah,
so their own alcohol. With methyl and ethyl. They're two things. It's estimated 10,000 people died during the prohibition because of alcohol poisoning. So,
didn't really work, did it?
Is it worth it, guys? Who controlled the alcohol coming out? Well, these gangs were largely the mafia. What's the mafia, Stephen? Shut up and I'll tell you guys. In New York City alone, the number of Italians soared from 20,000 to 250,000 between 1880 and 1890. And in 1910, that rose to 500,000.
Whoa!
So a lot of Italians. A lot of...
too many.
Fair enough. But during the Prohibition era, Italian-American gangs entered the booming bootleg liquor business and transformed themselves into criminal enterprises. Ooh. Skilled at smuggling, money laundering, bribing, you know, police and other influential people. Like YouTubers. so they really took over. They saw their chance and they seized it. What should I say? Chicken Caesar salad.
Italian Caesar.
Yeah,
it's loose.
Brilliant.
In 1929 was the Wall Street crash, and this was when Jordan Belfort got drunk and crashed his Lamborghini. If you've watched The Wolf of Wall Street, that is true. There's also the Valentine's Day Massacre, which is when Al Capone saw his wife with another man on Valentine's Day and said, "No, they're my chaps," he cried, ran in the place, and with a fork and knife, just attacked everyone.
Cut them up.
In 1930, the original Mrs. Brown's Boys was released. Shortly came after the Great Depression. Thank you for listening.
Well done. Well done.
That's how you did it, yeah? Fucking diligent. Got any questions?
A big gangster at the time, Lucky Luciano.
Stop.
Lucky,
He was actually called... Lucky good. Lucha Libre, and he was a wrestler. So that was why he was so feared.
Good one.
Any more questions?
What were the 20s like in Britain?
They just won a war, but they were still rationing because they just loved dieting at that point. Joe Wicks, he really was big on TV, and he was really enforcing, you know, being skinny and toned, so people just thought, we're going to cut back on the biscuits.
Yeah.
What was the fashion? Was it a good fashion?
Well, flappers, basically they had crotchless pants, hence flappers.
Right.
But they also had, just flappy. They had these hats, sort of, not hats, but like the bowie things that go around the head with the feather in.
They
were boss.
Yeah.
Mafia people, they wore full wig and kits. The most intimidating of outfits.
Why were there so many Italians in America in the 20s?
I could be wrong here. I went to a restaurant whilst I was in New York, and it was an Italian restaurant, and the food was fantastic there. I thought, they've got Broadway and great pasta. On my way, I come. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They've got Mama's Meals here. And Broadway, I could watch Mean Girls and enjoy a meaty dish.
He dodged the question there.
Not really. I think I've nailed the question, sir.
That's fair. That's
Italians loved Broadway.
Yep.
What more can I say?
It's got a point.
Have you been to Times Square?
Yeah.
Well, as an Italian, or as anyone, you go there and you're like, wow, why do so many people go to New York, Tom? You've got to ask yourself that. It's because of Home Alone 2 was set there.
Great movie.
That came out, you've got to think of time zones. That came out in Naples in about 1915. So everyone saw that and went, off I go.
Lovely, you know, Macaulay Culkin's 40 now, so that's a scam.
Sorry, I've completely forgot a key part of that. Joey Tribbiani is such a cult figure in Italy.
Yeah.
Of course, he lives in New York. People went, I want to live like Joey.
There you go.
Go over.
Yeah.
Joey Tribbiani.
So that was New York.
From Top Gear.
Joey. Wow. Yeah. What an education.
That was insane.
And I kept it brief.
Was there any viruses? Like.
Yeah. There was.
When was the Spanish flu? Was that a bit
I was talking on America, Dave, so wind your neck in.
My father.
Destiny! It's Destiny. Your baby! Yeah. Destiny!
You know what that sound is? It's time for. Dave Raves!
Dave Raves! Dave Raves! Gotta get those Dave Raves!
Gotta get them!
Are you angry? Confused?
I'm a bit of everything today. I've got one that is amazement. I've got one that is, what could have happened? And
lustful.
I've got one that is kind of like questionable.
It's kind of racist.
It's kind of questionable. We get one of those every week.
So my first one is, you know, ice.
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 Yeah.
Forget about it, right? Lemons. Chopped lemons up. Put them in the freezer. Use that as ice. You get a bit of flavour in with your drink and none of the water.
Ooh.
Honestly, life-changing events.
Right.
You ever had frozen grapes?
No.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Yeah,
fun.
Chuck it in. Jenna's done frozen strawberries. She loves a strawberry in her drinks. It's a red fruit. I don't know which one it is.
Should be a tomato.
Somebody to choose from. Doesn't matter.
Joe, watch the fucking tripod.
The other one.
Stick a frozen tomato.
What was the reaction of cavemen when they figured out fire?
Oh, it's another red thing, but this one's hot.
Was it one of those? Holy shit. What have I just made?
I remember they were all sat round for dinner. So you need a fire.
Of course, this was in the 20s, wasn't it?
So one of them was sat there with a lovely drink. Is that a fucking nectarine? A cold fucking nectarine.
Stomach red.
And then they saw a blaze and they went, oh, that looks just like my computer background. I think that's what happened.
Yeah. I was just watching a... 1000 BC or 10,000 BC,
yeah,
one of the two, and they figured out fire.
They must have melted their hands because they must have touched it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's a discovery though.
Similar,
yeah. But I just wondered what the reaction would have been. Would it have been, oh fuck?
Do you think if you were transported back to caveman times, you would be able to make fire? No. I don't know if I could.
I know from Minecraft.
I figure it out.
Oh yeah, but like, isn't it like specific stones you need to hit?
You can rub rocks, sticks. Is it just sticks?
Yeah, it needs to be dry.
I probably could then.
Probably just flirt with a chick with sparks flying.
Yeah. Caveman really? Chick. Yeah.
Exactly. And the other one is, why is sorry for sign language so like aggressive?
What is this? Fuck it up.
You have to touch the other person.
Yeah.
How do you apologise during a pandemic?
sorry, I gave you coronavirus.
What if a bloke's apologising to a woman for staring at her?
Sorry. But that's... Imagine, like, a deaf person.
I'm there.
Do they go, like... Because I feel like that would be more...
Yeah. Or, but if they're pissed... That sort of thing, and he's like, he's just fucking pushed me.
Also, a lot of people don't know sign language.
No.
So
if someone started doing that, I'm like, what the fuck are you
Dave,
doing?
Dave, I feel like when you're in Prague, you were talking to someone that you eventually found out was deaf. Who fucking ignoring me? And the toilet's for your what?
Why are you pushing me?
We'll get it in Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah. There's a story in Prague. We was walking, and this guy had lost his friend, and he turned round to us and went, "Oh, I've just got wanked off, by the way." And I was like, "Oh, I was just about to ask."
You were as well, weren't you?
I was. Oh, mate, I'm just, it's just the next question that was going to pop into my head.
Yeah.
And I've got an improv one. Windows.
How does he do it?
We all know what he's thinking of Windows as well. It's a good one. It makes you reassess stuff in life.
Exactly.
Speaking of reassessing things, should we go to
IMAX?
Yay.
IMAX.
And I believe this week is a special IMAX.
Ooh.
Isn't that right, Tom?
Oh yeah, I got you a gift and I thought it's film related and it'll be right up your street.
It's some funky sunglasses.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Captain America.
This is a Captain America.
The guy that plays Captain America, Chris Evans, accidentally posted his penis on the internet this week. He's got a fat dong, P-H-A-T. Not the longest, but girthy.
I usually watch a lot of things about movies, but that's the one thing I haven't caught up
on. He's got a sword for that shield, I'll tell you. Pork sword.
There's a sticker.
Yeah, do you want me to take the sticker off for you?
Yeah,
sorry. Sorry, keep it on. You keep the tag on.
Yeah.
He's definitely tagged.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of IMAX. Hold your applause. This week's IMAX, you know, it's just...
just wondering what the A could stand for.
Amazing facts about movies.
Abominable.
Abominable.
Angry.
Callum.
A loser.
What? Uh-huh.
Oh. Anal bandit. Oh no, it's Captain America's nemesis. He puts that on, stands next to him. You don't know which one is which. You don't know who to kill. With a bin lid.
Shoot him, shoot him.
Do you remember when we were kids?
Come on, Bucky, it's only me.
It's only me.
Oh no, because Joe's dog's called Bucky. And
is
you
he?
Say, come on, Bucky. Oh, Max. He's been shagging your dog. The Alsatian thing. Go on, Max, sorry, IMAX.
Yeah, this week, IMAX, yeah, great. Audition, I had an audition for a movie.
That's not what the A stands for.
Yeah, it was great. It went really well, I think.
So you don't even need to hear it.
No, I've got the part. Audition for The History Boys.
That's a weird film.
James Corden.
Yeah, James Corden. But also the teacher, doesn't he feel at one of the kids?
Yeah. Nah, not seen it.
I think he does. I think he does.
He does.
Oh, yeah, Hector.
Oh,
yeah,
Hector, oh dear, man.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, why are you promoting that film? Anyway, should we listen to it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Oh lordy, I've got me a case of the vapors. That's right, IMAX is about to audition for the hit movie, The History Boys. I do hope they pick little old me for the role. Oh crumbs, who's this?
My name is James Corden.
What? From the hit TV show, The Late Late Show with James Corden?
That'll be me!
Wow, I can't believe we're up for the same part. To be honest, it's a privilege to be sitting with a star like you.
Fat people love sugarcoating things.
Wow, where has this come from, Jimmy C?
A lack of exercise.
Rah, what the hell, man?
Fat people are stupid and lazy.
What?
I just thought that we all knew this.
Okay. Do-do-do-do. Anyway, what did you do this weekend?
Call fat people virgins.
Oh, for fuck's sake, JC.
Like I'm doing now.
I'm not even a virgin, though.
The worst lie since Santa.
Mate, how can you say that? I'm hot. Look at this ass.
No, don't you dare clap it.
I won't. I'll let your dad do it for me.
Fake news.
Don't test me, Corden. I might just seem like a reviewer of the hottest, freshest movies, but I'm way more than that. I wield the power of movies in my palm like an unholy flame. I am IMAX, scourge of bad movies and actors everywhere. You wish to be in The History Boys? The power of cinema grants me the unnatural ability to bring forth the real History Boys, crawling from the nether realm they inhabit. I summon thee forth, Winston Churchill, to destroy this naysayer.
What are you all staring at? Have you never seen the Prime Minister before?
Come hither, Hitler, to destroy this foul fiend.
Die gesamte Generalität ist nichts weiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feigling!
And from the depths of Hades, I bring forth the worst man this world has ever produced.
Oh, I'm back working again. Oh, it's too much, is this?
What do you think of my unholy trio, James Corden?
Virgins.
Oh. Well, good luck with the whole audition. I've got to get these three back to hell where they belong. Bye.
Out! Get out! Is that Jimmy fucking Savile?
Famous virgin.
Famous virgin.
Oh my word.
Raid on them.
Oh my god.
That was. It's confusing. Mm. He's auditioning for a film that's happened about 15 years ago.
Yeah. And before his audition, he's describing it as a hit film.
Yeah. Speak to James Corden. Yeah. Referencing something he's done after the History Boys. I'm thinking there's flaws in this. Yeah.
Big flaws.
I've been saying this.
Not just the fact that he can, you know, summon Churchill, Hitler, and Savile. It's so weird that I think Savile's worse than those two. Yeah.
Hitler is obviously worse. People won't like that he summoned Churchill from hell.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of World War II lovers.
Does he even Savile's need to go there?
You know? I hope I don't end up in hell.
No.
I probably will.
With them three.
Probably go in limbo.
Yeah.
Oh, be good. Don't sound well. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is this? You take the stairs.
Yeah, sorry. Very funny. You know I'm scared of enclosed spaces like lifts and coffins and toilets and other things. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bakewell. You've probably heard of me.
No,
very famous. You've
heard of Cherry Bakewells?
No, I don't know what they are. No,
I think you did.
No, never heard of them.
No way you've not heard of Cherry Bakewell.
Are you kidding? You even know what grub is, you skinny twat. You look like a heroin addict. You look like a little corpse boy. Little corpse boy.
Why are you here?
Everyone pointed out for the little corpse boy. Anyway, you've probably heard of me. Now, I have to say, don't tell me to fuck off, because I'll give you a right smack bottom. I'm a bit famous. Do you want to know why?
Do
you not care about culture or getting to know your betters? So, a few weeks ago, you know, if you ever watch Science Movie,
and
Science Movie is basically a caveman and he gets frozen, but way back in caveman. Oh, I've just knocked the glass on my finger. Oh, don't worry, Joe McGraw. There's no water in it, not anymore. The Science Movie, caveman. He freezes in time.
Yeah.
And the scientist says, let's unfreeze this fella and show him new world. Well, I'm sort of like that, you know.
You were frozen in time?
Yeah, I was. Frozen in time. It was scary. I've woken up on all this new technology and shit.
Wow.
So, I'm going on date, right? And my grandson.
I hate to call bullshit, man.
Sorry. Were you in some sort of coma?
No, I'm frozen in time. You don't come out coma until
you were literally frozen.
Literally frozen in time. I was frozen down in 22nd Juniper Street. Yeah, I'm going to get a date with Dorothy down. She's local cabbage woman. I don't mean that like she was in coma. I mean she was a greengrocer. Really funny story. This.
It's not. Then I'll say bye now.
I used my son's Lynx Africa, and I said, "Oh, that's a bit tasty for me, but I'll give it a go." I didn't know how much to use, did I? I used a whole bottle on myself, and I was frozen. Literally frozen, because I used so much and so close, my body was frozen in time. I was stuck for 2 hours in 22 Juniper Street. I watched the whole Coronation Omnibus. Little Doris, yeah? Famous Coronation Street character. I had to watch her for 2 hours, mate.
It's rumoured that Walt Disney was frozen in time.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe, you know... In the White House.
There's
got to be secret documents that Obama's probably seen.
Who's Obama? I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff because I was frozen in time. I don't know who Barack Obama is.
The first black president?
Mm.
A black president? No! I've never been frozen in time, and there's no way there was a black president. No way, son.
Yeah, yeah.
First linked to Africa now, this.
Don't make me sound like a racist.
Does that
I think it's a black cap. Black president. president.
Yeah. Stop pointing when you say it.
Fuck off, man. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. See, I do know how to do good PR.
When were you frozen?
I can't keep up with you.
I was frozen 2 weeks ago.
For 2 hours
I was frozen in time and I'm scientific marvel.
I don't believe a word of what you've said, particularly the fact you were going on a date with the cabbage woman, or that you've got a woman pregnant and had a child.
The local cabbage woman. The
fact not my baby.
You had to use a whole bottle of Lynx because you stink that fucking much.
I don't have a shower. I don't.
That can't be news to you. We've got showers.
The hell's a bloody shower, man?
Waterfalls from the ceiling.
Running water in a home. No, we get bucket from well. You're telling me there's water in your home?
Yeah?
No, shut up, man.
I love how you're saying this. Yeah, you're leaning into the microphone perfectly.
What the hell? What the hell is this, man? Microphone? No. Yeah.
Well, what else is confusing
you? Can run and run.
Go around. Go on.
Bloody lights, man!
How do you know it's a light, mate?
Because it's producing light! I'm using my mind!
Oh, what yeah, a mind so is. Much. And you knew about lifts as well.
Yeah.
Lifts? No! Probably edit that bit out, so there's no mention of me seeing lifts.
It wasn't.
I don't really live, man!
You've got an agenda.
I do!
Jerry Baker, you've got so much to learn about the world. Yeah. Why don't you just go and
fuck off it? Basically, yeah.
He's a mind reader.
I know what a fucking morgue is.
Read a book.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye.
Dave.
Oh. Oh, God. That was a very believable.
It was Jerry Bakewell there.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Don't have, you know, any bad words said about Jerry. You know, he's clearly an ill man.
Yeah.
You alright, mate?
Yeah. Just
did you see an old man foaming at the mouth?
There? He was weeing on the weeing on the stairs. He doesn't know what a toilet is, apparently.
That's Jerry Bakewell.
Good man, great character.
Yeah. Let's get into Tom Looney.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Looney. Some crazy historical facts for you this week.
Oh, hey, fucking hey. Calm down.
Oh, it's your factor, historical.
No. Oh,
it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. In order to demoralise the Germans during World War II, Churchill sent bombing raids to Berlin.
Hey.
Bombing raids?
Yeah, didn't we do it first?
Can you just stop digging yourself out of this hole?
Yeah. Out of the hole?
Well, that's what you should be doing, but you just sat there going, oh, I'm just going to sit in my little homophobic hole. No, bombing raids on a Sunday. Oh, Churchill, yeah, that'll scare the Germans, won't it? Sending the gays over.
Your lot don't like them, do they?
Look out, here comes Graham Norton.
But the Nazis famously didn't like gay people. Famously.
Germans aren't all Nazis, yeah. Mate.
The Nazis.
My grandma was born in Nazi Germany.
That's how Alan Turing helped win the war. Yeah. Not by solving the codes. I'm just trying to shag all the Germans, apparently.
Yeah?
Just doing a cabaret act.
Anyway, yeah, so Churchill sent 50 bombers to fucking flatten Berlin. And it was a complete disaster. 6 crashed.
I said fight them, not fist them.
They destroyed a shed in a Berlin suburb. 2 Germans were slightly injured. And the only casualty was an elephant in the Berlin Zoo.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just awful for the elephant. I'd love to see Hollywood kind of dramatise that and try and turn these guys into heroes. I'm getting too old for this shit. Plows into a shit. Oh. Yes, that was
poor elephant.
That was fun.
Poor.
Great story from a war. These are the ones you don't hear. In 1866, Liechtenstein sent out an army of 80 men to participate in the Austro-Prussian War. They came back with 81. No casualties, and they picked up some Italian bloke along the way. Returned a hero. That was fun. What else have we got?
He was probably on his way to America.
Yeah,
New York, yeah.
And then they stole him.
To Venice, his cuisine.
Yeah.
Man.
To Broadway.
What a shin.
One World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Lovely view of America there.
That weren't long ago, was it? World Trade Center. Palaver.
Bloomingdale's.
Palaver, Dave. Fucking Palaver. Yeah. What do you mean the news report? Oh, dear.
You haven't seen that Palaver in New York.
That's going to be yikes if you get me.
Oh, dear.
It's the 20th anniversary
it's
of the
It's a real head in hands moment.
But the traffic's been murdered.
Dropping the ball, Dave. They'll look back at that and they'll wince.
Oh. Wrong choice of word.
He won't sleep tonight.
No?
Yeah!
Yeah! During the Second War with the Mithridates, the Romans basically led siege to this city, and they were digging trenches underneath the walls.
Nice.
And they were digging so well that the defending members of the city
hired them.
Decided that instead of like facing them head on, they just dug trenches above the tunnels and sent down bears and bees.
Oh, God.
To attack them.
Bears and bees.
Yeah.
Honey badgers would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You think, just a badger, and then...
maybe a magician.
Coming at your throat.
Yeah. Just like a gay man. When he says bears, that's what it means. Yeah. The bears and twinks.
Da-da-da-da! Bears and twinks.
Can you hear Kylie playing?
What have we got here? World War II. Japanese soldier named Hiro Inoda.
Oh, a hero by name.
Yep.
A hero by nature.
Never realised the war was over until 1974. Basically, he was sent to a small island in the Philippines to spy on American forces. He evaded capture and was hiding in the jungle, and for 30 years he didn't realise the war was over. They had to send his former commanding officer over to convince him that the war was over.
I feel like you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
If you don't know the war's finished and you're a spy... in the newspaper.
Someone's
so committed.
Yeah.
No. Running around the jungle.
You will never get these.
I'm trying. We've all tried to tell him.
He's just a nut job.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
Palace of Versailles. Basically, this beautiful, like the most opulent palace in like fucking world or Western.
Is there any need to cuss? Really? We know what the world is, Tom.
Yeah, well, they had no toilets, so people they used to just shit in the corners in the corridor.
Nice.
Yeah, so like the king, they had to clean up feces every week. So
the
like,
king every week. They waited a week.
Every week.
So a week.
This beautiful, beautiful, you know, kind of centre of the Parisian or the French monarchy. Was famous for smelling like shit.
Was there like a special room, or was it just any room?
And it was corridors generally, because they used to have these big parties and stuff. And
just a house full of shit.
Ugh. I imagine they're hosting these like foreign dignitaries and you know, kind of members of the nobility. They're just shitting in the corridor.
And in I suppose garden. They're used to it, because people used to throw their shit out the windows, didn't they?
Yeah, that's out the house.
Yeah, no, but not in a palace. There'd be somewhere to go.
You'd at least make a room.
You go in the garden.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
An outhouse.
Oh, they've got. That's one of the beautiful things about the palace is the gardens.
Yeah, people, I know this. Yeah,
and people used to just
not shit there,
covered in shit.
Well,
do you want one more?
Yeah,
come on.
He's loading.
Oh, this.
He's loading.
You'd be furious with this one. A German U-boat was sunk because the toilet was quite complex, and there was a person designated to flush the toilet, a technician. And one time, one of the sailors forgot, flushed it, and sank the boat.
Jesus.
It all filled
with water.
Obviously,
it's a submarine, though, so...
Came to the top, got torpedoed, and they all died.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. That'll learn them.
Should have done what the Palace of Versailles did and just shut in the corridor.
This is it.
When Prince Andrew travels about, that's a torpedo.
He's here all week.
Let's have Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max. Are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Ready to get some answers.
What have we got? Right. Hi, Steve and Tom, Max, Dave/Ryan.
Fuck Ryan,
yeah. Basically, me and my dad get on really well, but he often makes homophobic jokes. And
I had a kid, Max.
I recently realised I was gay.
The A stands for advice now.
Yep.
Yeah. Ready to get some answers.
Do I risk ruining my relationship with him and tell him? If so, how should I approach it? Any help would be appreciated. Cheers, lads. Keep up the great work.
I don't know. I'm assuming this is like an older dad, whatever.
Mm.
So I'm just hopefully He's doing it as a joke.
Yeah, he stands not, for assuming, it seems.
Hopefully he's not an awful homophobic man.
No.
Yeah, he stands for awful homophobic.
That's me. No.
It's your dad. And you get on with him well. He's not going to go, oh, you're gay.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, I'm going to keep cracking wise. He'll be like, oh, and then he'll... Stop. On a little learning curve.
Yeah.
Sooner you get out of the way with the better before he makes any more awful homophobic comments.
Yeah.
I'm sure he just needs a bit of education. Exactly. He's probably never encountered anyone before because
open their eyes.
Yeah. Hi, Dave, Tom, Max, and Stephen. Love to stay anonymous if that's okay, boys. Cut straight to the chase. I'm a skinny, lanky fuck, and I've got no idea how to put weight on in the right way. Tried eating more, but I find I just put on some shit pot belly. I'm not putting it on the right places. Have you got any idea how to build muscle mass for a skinny lad? Yeah, you do need to eat a lot. I've managed to do it a little bit in the past, but you've just got to work really fucking hard. A lot of calories. And
he says he can do that, but he just gets fat.
I know, but you know, I don't think you realise how hard you have to work, because this, you probably, like me at my healthiest weight, is quite slim. You know, I feel strong, I feel fit, but if it's mass that you're wanting for aesthetic reasons, you're going to have to push kind of beyond that and just work out 3 or 4 times a week.
Different heights, different weight.
If you're skinny and you're trying to gain muscle, just do the old classic bodybuilding split of push-pull legs. And you're pulling your own legs there, by the way. But yeah, just do that. Don't really worry about cardio.
Don't do that.
Be fine.
And you're on mass. Eat big. Go to church.
And don't just eat for the sake of, you know, eating. Just...
I do that whenever I think, oh, I'm going to put on some muscle. I just eat shit and I go, well, I'll burn it off in the gym. Yeah. I don't.
Preach it.
You're better off being healthy than being buff. Just kind of
be buff.
Yeah, yeah. Make these small changes, and over time, hopefully you'll, you know. Yeah. Anyway, hey lads, my name's Marco. I'm 15 and I come from Macedonia.
And that's ancient, like Greece and shit.
No, it's this is today.
Oh.
This is a real life man from 2020. Living in Macedonia. Yeah. That's a real country.
I thought it was just like one of those ones that were like Troy.
No, it's an ancient Macedonia place. Is like northern Greece and what is North Macedonia now. Alexander the Great and that.
Macedonia and Thrace.
It's a country today.
Is it doing all right?
I think so. and I come from Macedonia. In the future, I want to live in the UK. Could you give me your frank opinion on what life is like there? Because I've never visited Britain. Stay safe, stay humble.
Definitely move up north if you're going to go to England. Just because the south is so expensive. Like, ridiculously expensive. So, if you're moving up, go Manchester, Leeds.
That's all you need, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
about Newcastle?
The accent. Actually, no, I like the accent. It's just, I don't know, I've never been.
I've never been to Macedonia, I don't know what to compare it to.
No. We don't get good weather over here, so assume...
Sunny Greece.
Macedonia is Greece.
There's probably more to do here than in Macedonia.
Go to Germany.
Get pissed.
Go to Ibiza.
Amsterdam, not Prague.
There we go. Anyway, thank you very much for putting to the max there. And next week, we will have the final question.
What? No final question for this
next week. It's just the same topic.
Oh, part two, isn't it?
Still have a final question.
Part two.
Just seeing it anyway. It's the...
No. But also thank you very much for watching. We'll be back next week with history part two.
Oh! Yes.
With...
Can't wait.
Dave and Tom. Thank you very much to Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's been a blast.
Windows, am I right, Dave?
Windows.
Max Smith.
Cheers, gang.
Well done.
Thomas Cooney.
Unforgettable.
And Joe McGrath. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.